Now, if you're new to San Antonio, you may not know this, but 5 years ago, Broadway, coming out of downtown, had very few thriving businesses and a lot of boarded up, tagged buildings. The idea of a Broadway rejuvenation was an extremely hard sell.
A lot of people had no confidence in the fact that we would have an urban renewal in the center city.
That's County Judge Nelson Wolf looking back. To rejuvenate Broadway and create the museum reach, key things had to happen. First, one of San Antonio's lesser-known technological marvels, the flood tunnel. In the late 90s, the San Antonio River Authority, SARA, and the Army Corps of Engineers finished a 3-mile-long, 24-foot-wide tunnel 150 feet below the city to send floodwaters underneath and away from downtown. Intake is by Josephine Street, and the outlet is at Lone Star Boulevard. SARA's Suzanne Scott.
And then, of course, when the tunnel project was built, that's really what allowed for the improvements to the museum reach.
So without the tunnel, the museum reach wouldn't have happened at all.
No, it really wouldn't.
Dozens of floods had plagued downtown for the last 200 years. The construction of the Olmos Dam had helped, but the flood tunnel ensured catastrophic flooding downtown would no longer happen.
We have done a very good job of taking something that is a huge problem, which is a few days a year we have way too much water. The rest of the year we have way too little water.
San Antonio River Oversight Committee co-chair Irby Hightower explains how the city's been able to work with the river's unique dilemma.
And we have turned that problem into a great linear park that serves the community in many, many different ways, including flood control. It's a great flood control project, but it also does a lot of other things that helps the city.
What we now think of as a landscaped park has historically also been a deadly channel of raging water a few days every year. Also necessary to move forward was to focus on the museum reach, not as a singular project, but as part of the entire San Antonio River.
We really started to try to kind of step back and make sure that we were looking at the project holistically.
SARA's Suzanne Scott.
We really needed to think about doing this project in a way that would be that economic stimulator that everyone was looking for in this section.
The flood tunnel and master planning phases of the project were prerequisite, but then it gets back to money.
The acquisition of the Pearl by Kit Goldsberry, that sort of was a catalyst.
The development at the end of the museum reach helped to legitimize the project to the business community.
So then people started really thinking, if there is an opportunity here, people are starting to see the potential.
Hightower says the museum reach was paid for by the city through general obligation bonds, through the county with flood control money, and then the clincher was this.
That we could use the hotel motel tax money for that part of the project.
So the museum reach effort steamed forward. Tomorrow.
The project pretty much had to be designed almost literally foot by foot.
And the whole project runs into a big snag.
There was a lot of concern that we wouldn't be able to afford the entire project.
Suddenly, key people were trying to find ways to cut back. The behind-the-scenes battle to keep the museum reach's most standout attribute.
All along the way, I have fought for those locks.
A lot of cop rollers. And she tells a great story, but it's true.
That's tomorrow. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.